It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Now, we're setting the table for what could be a pretty swift action by the House today. Congress preparing to take up a bill that would aim to prevent a rail strike. Live preview with WOKV's Laura Geller on Capitol Hill. As early as this morning, we may see House action?
That's right, Rich. We are expecting votes to start around 9:30 this morning. That's the word from Speaker Nancy Pelosi. But this isn't a done deal yet, and that could impact people across the country. Experts say if the parties can't avoid a strike, it could cost millions, if not billions of dollars and hundreds of thousands of jobs. So the stakes are really high right now. Retailers, small businesses, grocers, the oil and gas industry, shoppers, they're all scrambling to figure out what to do if this rail strike goes through. It would be another blow to the supply chain. That could affect everyday necessities you shop for, like food. A strike could also increase prices for Americans who are already struggling with high inflation because so much of the nation's goods travel by rail and trucks simply cannot make up the difference. So the tentative agreement President Joe Biden helped broker between labor unions and the railroad companies includes a 24% pay increase for workers, but just one day of paid sick leave. And that's a sticking point. It's why House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says they are taking up the agreement and then a separate vote to add 7 days of paid sick leave to it. But not all unions are happy with the agreement. A press release from the Railroad Workers United says it will continue to fight for a better contract. So still a lot up in the air today, despite expected congressional action.
All right. December 9th is that deadline, and we certainly will be updating the House vote and any action that may happen out ahead of it or shortly thereafter. You can get a breaking news push alert sent right to your phone if you're going to be away from the radio during the Brian Kilmeade show. Make sure you download the WOKV app. Laura Geller, part of our team in D.C. Thanks.